It's also been a crazy time in Yemen. Last week, the president, Abd Rabbu Mansur Hadi, was ousted as Houthi rebels took control of the capital, Sana'a. And today come reports of a U.S. drone strike targeting al-Qaeda militants in eastern Yemen. Ibrahim al-Hajibi has been watching the chaos in his country from his new home. He lives in Minnesota, where he studies at Augsburg College.
I first came to the United States in 2007 as an exchange student, and I just really loved it. I lived in Cloquet, Minnesota, a very small town up north, where the only thing that we had was a Walmart. So we would go Walmarting for fun.
That was your entertainment.
My high school friends, yeah. So then I decided to come back to Minnesota. I really liked the people, liked the culture.
Couldn't stay away from Walmart.
Yeah.
What's it been like watching things unfold in Yemen from Minnesota right now? How does it feel?
Yeah, it's very sad and disheartening to see my country going through all this violence and instability while being thousands of miles away. As I said, I left my home country in 2007, but then after a year, I went back to Yemen and everything was pretty stable. Then when I left again for college, I left months before the Arab Spring erupted. So I just barely missed the revolution, and many of my friends lost their lives peacefully protesting for democracy and freedom. So at the beginning, yes, I felt helpless, being oceans away from history making in my country.
Did the people in the Midwest, when you first got to Minnesota back in 2007, did young Americans know anything about Yemen?
Some people knew and some people really did not have any idea. They didn't know if Yemen was a country. So I would explain, I say Yemen is in, the Arabian Peninsula. It's south of Saudi Arabia. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay.
What did people who knew Yemen a bit, what would they ask you about? Like Osama bin Laden or the bombing of the USS Cole in 2000?
Yes. So it's sad to hear things like this because Yemen has a lot more than that. Yemen is, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful countries. We have an island called Socotra that has animals and plants that are found nowhere else in the world. It's very beautiful. But now we only hear terrorism coming out of Yemen. Yemen has a lot of issue, a lot of competing factions, as we all know. We have the Houthi rebellion in the north. We have the secessionist movement in the south. And we got also AQAP, the most active branch of al-Qaeda. And besides the fact that we also have a drug problem, we have GAT. GAT is a narcotic that about 75% of adult males consume, and also about 15 to 20% of children under 12 also consume. So we have a lot of socioeconomic problems besides the instability going on, which makes Yemen a safe haven for groups like Al Qaeda and its affiliates.
I gather, Ibrahim, you became kind of politically active on campus at Augsburg College in Minnesota. What prompted that?
I left Yemen in December 2010, and then months later, the Arab Spring erupted. So I felt like I was disconnected from history making. So I wanted to do something here in the United States, especially in my college. But at the beginning, I was hesitant because whatever I was going to do was going to affect my family back home. And I still had my family back in Sana'a. So I was really a little bit hesitant, and then I connected with my host family in Minnesota, and they said, we'll support you and encourage you. And then I did a 24-hour protest where even the president of the college came out with me and, peacefully protested the violations against young people in Yemen and elsewhere in the Middle East.
Now, we've heard today that the Houthi takeover and dismissal of President Abd Rabbu Mansur Hadi, we've heard from some activists in Yemen that all of this just dashes their hope for a democracy there. Do you share those concerns?
I certainly do. The Houthis are now the de facto authority in Yemen, and they took it by force. They forced now former President Hadi out of his position and really are undermining the process initiated by the National Dialogue, which is creating a constitution and having elections. So they are really undermining democracy in my country. And it's really tough, all that process that has gone through the Arab Spring and all these sacrifices of young people are going in vain.
So how do you, Ibrahim, how do you deal with that from thousands of miles away in Minnesota?
I've been doing an ongoing research about drones and drone policy, and how drones have contributed to the problem in Yemen and how it has created a lot of terrorists. Many analysts have said that now drone attacks have been a tool of choice for al-Qaeda recruiting. So al-Qaeda goes to these communities that have been affected by drones and try to recruit from that. I'm not totally against drones. I am with better use of drones and more intelligence in the ground.
Yemeni-born Ibrahim al-Hajibi speaking with me from his home in Minnesota. Great to meet you, and thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me.